This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
It's time to go up to the kitchen on the North Coast, and Paula McIntyre is making, get this, salami stuffed breast of lamb with braised carrots and rosemary gravy. That is an Easter feast right there.
It's a feast, and it's a cheap feast as well.
Well, so what's a breast of lamb?
Breast of lamb would be the lamb equivalent of pork belly.
Oh.
So, you know, when you stuff a pork belly, you know, when you roll it up, it's just exactly the same principle, but it's just with lamb. And lamb breast, John, is very reasonably priced. I mean, it's like, I think you'll be talking now, don't stand by this, but I think it's about £8 for a kilo of breast.
Okay.
Whereas getting into the leg, you're talking double that.
Yeah, the leg of lamb. I saw a price of one recently and I thought, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, everything's shot up. So this is you get all the flavour of the lamb, and ask your butcher to bone it out, and that's boned weight. Now it should be about £8, that's the meat. So it's a full kilo. And look, you know the way now, you sort of, I think we're eating too much meat, but there's so much flavour in this, especially when we're introducing the salami. You know, this will feed four people as long as you have plenty of vegetables.
Bulk
and
of
I think
of
that's
veg.
The thing, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds good. So it's a kilo of deboned breast of lamb, which is what you need to ask your butcher for.
It's on the board here, flesh side up.
Is it quite fatty like pork belly?
No, there is a wee line of fat on the outside, but you see the middle is very, very meaty. And what we're going to do is, if I pan on here, I'm going to render it down. So I've got some sausage meat here, John, and then salami, which I'm just chopping up. And then a clove of crushed garlic and a finely chopped shallot and a good handful of chopped parsley. Use a good old-fashioned curly parsley as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that up, and then if you just press that all over the top of that meat.
Then
just roll meat side up, and then press that in quite evenly if you can. And then roll it up, and then if you tie that with string. So if you get, you know, you can buy butcher string. I mean, most hardware shops, you know, don't use bale or twine or anything like that there. But you can get special.
Well, you need that to
string.
Hold your trousers up, obviously. You
yes,
can't be wasting good bale
you're
or twine.
We're looking for butcher string. And give it four or five ties, really tight. Take a piece of string, tie it until it's quite tight, cut it off, and then go along that on about five places. And then what I've got here is a pan with a very, very small amount of oil in it. And then if you season that lamb all over, and we'll just add that lamb to the pan.
Oh, listen to that.
And then what we're trying to do here is render a good bit of the fat down. So not too high a heat. Just let it go. Keep turning it round, John. Keep turning it until it's lovely and golden. You're really looking on a low heat there. You only take about 7 to 10 minutes to get that. And when you put it into the pan first, you know the bit that you've sealed it with? You know the way you've rolled it up? Make sure the sealed side is down first, and then that'll hold it all together.
Oh, right.
And then when you get it all sealed off, just go to the end and seal off each end.
So what you've got is, just for people listening, you've got a kilo of deboned breast of lamb rolled up then. It's like a wee sausage roll. And you've got your lovely, finely cut sausage meat and salami and shallots and parsley and garlic.
And garlic.
And that's all kind of rubbed into the meat side of it. Okay.
That's all rolled in. So the fat's on the outside, getting that beautifully rendered. And then for at this stage now, I'm going to put this into a casserole pot. If you have a casserole pot, if you have a roasting tray, and just get some carrots here. And if you just cut them up, John, what I did was just scrub them. You don't need to peel carrots. Just give them a really good scrub and put that into the bottom of a casserole. And then an onion, cut that in four, get that into four and put that on top. And then when the lamb is nicely sealed off, put that on top of the whole thing. Into that, a good
glug. So that's what
of,
you call a trivet. So you put your vegetables are keeping your meat off the bottom of the pan and stopping it so it'll not burn. And you get the juice then into the vegetables.
You'll get even cooking. It's more of even cooking because we're going to put this white wine and this chicken stock in on top of it. And if you have a lid for your casserole, put the lid on. If you don't, tinfoil. And that will take, it will take a good 2 hours, John. And you know, not too hot of an oven. I put it in about 160. Just if you get a skewer and if it goes through nice and easily, that you know it's ready. And then the most important thing is here now, in that pot that you have your carrots. So I would take the carrots out and put them aside. And then the onion and the juices, put them into a saucepan. And then just take a ladle and lift off a bit of the fat. You know, you don't really want too much fat in this. So just take a ladle or a spoon and just spoon the fat on top. And then bring that up to warm. And then just see after you've done that, just blend that with a teaspoonful of rosemary. And you've got all that lovely lamb, the juice from the lamb, the stock, the white wine. And then you've got the rosemary and the onion that's cooked. And then blend that all down. And that gives you a beautiful gravy without having any flour or anything. It's just mm-hmm. natural juices, wine, rosemary. And then the carrots, just, and the most important thing about this whole recipe, see that lamb? Let that rest with the lid on or the foil on for about 20 minutes and then slice it. See, before, if you do that, you're going to end up with just, it's going to go into nothing. You know, you need to get a nice sharp knife and slice it up.
So you get a slice and not a folly apart kind of mess.
No, you don't want a folly, no. But if you take it out of the and slice it straight away, no matter what kind of roast you're doing, it's not going to be great. It's been in the oven for a while. It's traumatised. You need to let it chill, let it relax, and then slice it up, John. And that's the most important thing. Now, even now, I've got one here. I've got a wee bit that I've cooked here. And the smell, you know, from the garlic and that salami and the sausage meat is absolutely beautiful. And it just pulls it all together as well. It's like glue.
Yeah. What you've That's got what then is a kind of cheap roast lamb Easter dinner.
Easter dinner. Cheap as chip. About, if you take in the sausage meat and take in the salami, you're talking about a tenner for the actual lamb. So if there's four of you, that's, you know, that's what, £2.50. And then, you know, obviously a wee bit of white wine or whatever. But if you go to his farm shop and get big dirty carrots, they're covered in muck. I've said it before and I'll keep saying it. Cheap as chips, so you get them for a pound for a bunch. They taste delicious. Big bag of spuds, big bag of Iron Victories or something like that. You know, proper spuds.
Yeah.
Proper spuds that have been covered in muck.
Yeah.
And get them, give them a good scrub or bake them or roast them or even just mash with this would be fantastic. And then you've got all that flavour from the lamb. You've got the nice sort of the gravy and everything in it and those beautiful carrots that have been cooked in with them. And that's the, you know, you get that lovely soft carrot. The only thing I did with those carrots was flash them in a pan to warm them up mm-hmm. after you've let your lamb rest. And that's it.
That's beautiful. Gorgeous. Recipes on the website, Cooking with Paula podcast, available in the afternoon. Can I ask you just finally before we go, are you sitting down?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say four words to you that might upset you.
Oh, no. Right.
I've seen these this year. You ready? Cream egg flavoured sausages.
I saw that, John. I saw that. There's just some things that shouldn't be there, you know. I mean, what is the point in that?
I love cream eggs.
I love cream eggs.
Sausages.
Adore sausages. Not together.
No.
Some things don't go together. That just shouldn't be. That's like the Kardashians, that, isn't it? Shouldn't happen. They pick bad partners and that's it. There you are. It's not working.
Paula, thanks a million. Happy Easter.
Thanks. You too, John. And stay off the cream egg sausages.
I will definitely be nowhere near a cream egg sausage. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.